Hendersonville, Asheville, Brevard, Tryon.
Thank you for tuning in to WTZQ Radio. It is 5 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon, and it is time for Paul Speranza's live 30-minute winter weather forecast show. Let's thank our sponsors, Kaysen Oil. Don't just trust anyone with your heating your home or running a business. Count on Kaysen Oil to provide the best fuel oil and petroleum products in the area. One Tom Plumber. If winter weather causes your pipes to freeze, call One Tom Plumber. The name is the number. Schneider Shrub and Tree Care, the experts in tree care. Let them help you prepare your trees and shrubs now to get ready for winter so they can burst into life this coming spring. Wild Birds Unlimited, proud to provide expert advice to help you bring song, color, and life into your backyard no matter what the season. And GNB Energy, providing customers with the best products and the best customer service available at competitive prices. GNB Energy. Well, Paul, we've got three segments here to talk about what we expect for this coming winter. One of the things I enjoy about this show is you talk a little bit about some history. We talk a little bit about what's happened in the past, which is sort of going to set us up for this coming winter. So without further ado, Paul.
We're going to start off with, I just want to say one thing.
Yes.
I want to bring in Skip Sawyer from State Farm Insurance. If it wasn't for him, we've known Skip. We've had our, weather house downtown.
Yep.
We've had Dish Grill downtown. 20-some years together, we've been neighbors there. And if it wasn't for Skip, I would not be able to give you this information that I'm giving you tonight. He took the time every year, the last several years, he's paid for this program for me to have for the information that I could use, not just giving it to you guys on the radio when I'm doing the forecasting, but when we do this winter forecast. Because like I said, if I didn't have the information, I couldn't talk about things that I'm going to talk about. And I say thanks to Skip Sawyer from State Farm Insurance on the corner of Main and 6. If you need insurance, check these people out. They're great people to deal with, and they're local. And like I said, they're right downtown Hendersonville.
Yeah, Skip's been a great sponsor for you for a while. We do appreciate
that. Oh, he's been great. I mean, he doesn't hesitate one bit. He says, I know what you're doing for the community.
Yep.
He says, I'm here to help you and do the best we can. Yeah. And I thank Skip. I don't know if he's listening tonight or not, but thank you, Skip Sawyer from State Farm Insurance.
Fantastic.
Okay, we're going to do is going to start off with last year. You know, last year we talked about wasn't going to be a great year for snow, but I really thought we'd get a little snow out of the ordeal. And when we started talking about last year, we started off in temperatures. And temperatures was in December, we were 1/10 of a degree above normal. So pretty close to normal for December. January was when the heat started rolling in here.
Yep.
And you can't get snow when it's 6.4 degrees above normal. February, then it really got warm. You could go out and with your shorts.
Yeah.
8.2 degrees above normal. And then March, we ended up being 2.1 degrees above normal. And we had, for the whole season, we had a trace of snow. That was it.
Yep.
So, like I said, it saved. I mentioned many times it saved the city, the state, where they didn't have to go out and plow. They didn't have to put that liquid on the road. They didn't have to do anything. State, they had to save a lot of money. So hopefully this year they'll compensate with that for what they're going to be buying this year to make up for what we're looking at for this coming winter.
There's a hint.
There's a hint out there. So, like I said, I've been in weather, January will be 54 years I've been doing weather. And, like I said, I take weather seriously. I don't just come out on the air every day with Mark or Steve or Izzy and just, throw out a forecast. When I do a forecast, it's like my own forecast that is dealing with me. And I try to do the best I can. I'm like an umpire. They call me. You call it the way you see it. Umpires at a ball game don't always make the proper call. And, you live with it, and you do the best you can out there. And like I said, that last year was a total disaster for people that wanted snow. Yeah, we had snow to the west of us.
Yeah.
There were many times that they had snow getting closer to the Tennessee-North Carolina border. And like I said, I don't know which month I said that. Hopefully the little snow that they were going to get would make the ski season at least bearable for them to make some money out there, because that's their livelihood. But I could tell you one thing, when we go into this next section now, and I'm going to go over these analogs and so forth, I don't think the skier is going to have any problems this year.
Wow. Wow. Interesting. You know, the one thing we did have last year, and it was last December over Christmas, were those frigid, frigid temperatures for like three or four days it was.
Yep. I had two mornings. The one morning was two below. That's when Duke Energy was trying to conserve power out there. And they were doing brownouts. And I remember that morning because, man, it went off about 5:30 in the morning, and it was 2 below 0 up here. And the wind was blowing. And then the next morning, we got down to 1 below 0 up here at my location.
Yeah.
And then after that, you know, we got back into the single numbers and teens. But, yeah, we had some very cold, but we didn't have any precipitation to go with. It was just plain old cold weather out there.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, like I said, and like I said, as you said, you have that plumber, the new plumber that's doing a segment with us tonight.
Yeah.
Keep his number handy because some of you people, you know, you laugh about it and you don't do anything with your pipes. And then when you get that real shot of cold air, and we're going to talk about that, your pipe freeze, and then you can't get a hold of anybody because everybody else that's got to be calling. He could only be in one spot at a time to do his duties. So keep his number handy. Mark, you'll be mentioning it again. And
sure, you know,
if you deal with another plumber out there, keep it handy because if your house isn't insulated, you live in one of these mobile homes and, you know, you don't really do much with the piping underneath the house, there isn't much insulation, do that. And another thing, if you're going to have animals outside, and what I'm going to be talking about in this next section, you don't want to leave your animals outside. I'm sure nobody would want to take you and put you on a leash and leave you sitting out in the middle of a lot with this cold that's coming. And like I said, keep your animals someplace. If you can't bring them in the house, at least put them in a garage or someplace protected because, you know, they're just like human beings. They're going to get frostbite or whatever from staying outside. And some of these temperatures are going to get cold. And we'll talk about that in a moment here. Mark, do you want to do our first segment?
Yep. We'll do our first break, and we'll come back with Paul Speranza and talk about these winter analogs he's talking about. And that plumber Paul was talking about, the name is One Tom Plumber. They take calls 24/7, 365. The name is the number, One Tom Plumber. Let's hear from some of our sponsors. You're listening to Paul Speranza's 30-minute winter weather forecast show here on The Cube.
One Tom Plumber, Asheville.
My pipes are frozen and I don't know what to do.
We're already on the way.
From leaks to clogs to emergencies, One Tom Plumber has you covered 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Don't waste time Googling. Just remember One Tom Plumber, Asheville. The name is the number. No games, convenient menu pricing, and they're there when you need them. Call One Tom Plumber, Asheville for all your plumbing needs. 866-758-6237. The name is the number.
The friendly professionals at Wild Birds Unlimited remind you to anticipate busy feeders this month as your birds are preparing for cooler weather and shorter days. With less natural foods available, expect birds to visit your feeders more often. And Wild Birds Unlimited is here to help by offering $5 off any 20-pound bag of bird seed. Daily Savings Club membership discounts apply, and you can even use your bird bucks. So enjoy feeding your backyard birds this fall with savings from Wild Birds Unlimited.
Fall is coming. Check out these propane-fueled deals from GNB Energy. Get cozy with a new fireplace and save up to $350 in rebates on Cozy Heat fireplaces. Or receive a free on-off remote control when purchasing gas log sets over $700. The best deal of all? Rinnai tankless water heaters start at $430 after rebates. Visit GNB Energy today on Boylston Highway in Mills River or gbenergy.com. Restrictions apply. Rebates are for LP products only.
Winter will be here before you know it, and this fall season is crucial for preparing your trees and shrubs for the cold temperatures ahead. I'm Stephen with Schneider Shrub and Tree Care. Our fall programs are meticulously designed to help strengthen root systems, enhance cold hardiness, and promote spring bloom. Do not miss this opportunity to invest in the health and beauty of your trees and shrubs. Let Schneider Shrub and Tree Care help you prepare your landscape for the winter and set the stage for a beautiful spring. Don't wait. Call today at 248-0658 and let us know you heard about us on The Cube to save $50 on your first service when you sign up for a new program, or you can visit us online at shrubandtreecare.com.
Cold weather is coming, so now is the time to get prepared. Case and Oil has quality heating oil products and experience you can trust. Let the experts at Case and Oil help you heat your home with reputable brands, superior customer service, and competitive prices. Call Case and Oil at 693-0246 today to schedule your delivery. Case and Oil, family owned and operated, serving the community for over 50 years. Again, the number to call is 693-0246. Case and Oil, stay warm and stay fueled.
And we are back. Again, a huge thanks to those sponsors, Case and Oil, G&B Energy, One Tom Plumber, Schneider Shrub and Tree Care, and Wild Birds Unlimited for sponsoring Paul Speranza's Winter Weather Forecast Show. All right, Paul, time to get to some of these analogs for this winter that you've been studying up on. So tell us what we're looking at.
All right, I started back in June, and people kept you said, any hints on winter?
Right.
And I would check, and I the puzzle still is coming together. It's not completely put together.
Sure.
But most of the information that I need is coming in, and it's been coming in since June. I mean, we weren't even in summer yet, and we were already looking at the winter forecast, because when you deal with weather, you just don't come out and say, okay, let's wait till November and see what the weather's going to be. You've got to start looking ahead. And that's exactly what we were doing there, and little by little. So we're going to start off with the first analog that came out. I'm going to give you four different ones. Back in 2018, 2019, in December, we ended up with a big amount of snow starting off in the month of December, 11.4 inches. After that, we got into January, February, and March. We ended up with just a trace of snow, and that year was the first analog that came out for what we were looking at for this coming year was 11.4 inches. The second one was coming in on 2010-2011. The first in December, we ended up with 10.8 inches of snow. In January, 9.4 inches of snow. And February, 1 inch even. And then we didn't get any snow in the month of March, which brought your total to 21.2 inches of snow. Okay, the third analog that we're looking at, and that is an exciting one that came out, was no snow in December, no snow in January. Then we ended up with 3 inches of snow in February, and then this was the winter of 92-93. That was when we had the blizzard.
Oh, yeah.
And then we ended up with 20 inches of snow in the month of March, which brought our total to this month to 23 inches even. And then the big month was back in 2009-2010. I remember that so clear. We ended up having snow here up on Long John for 75 days on the ground. It wasn't where it was plowed. It wasn't where it was shoveled. Every time it snowed, it would warm up a little bit, and then we got more snow on top of that.
Yep.
So in the month of December, 10.4 inches of snow. January was 13.2 inches of snow. And February was 5.8 inches of snow. And then we ended up with March with 9.8 inches of snow, which brought us just over 39 inches of snow for the month for that winter season.
Wow.
2009-2010.
Yeah.
And I spoke to somebody yesterday. He came to me and spoke. He said, I'm upset. I'm not going to give you details. But he said, I can't remember the winter of when we had snow on the ground forever. And I said, yeah, I could tell you exactly, because that's going to be one of my analogs that we're looking at, 2009-2010. Now, when I just gave you these numbers out there, Mark, and everybody that's listening, I'm not telling you that's the amount of snow we're going to get. We're dealing with an El Nino. And when we're dealing with an El Nino, the southern part of the United States starts to get moist. We've been pretty dry around here.
Yep.
In fact, just before I went on the air at 5 o'clock, I just saw the new 45-day coming out. And for basically speaking, yeah, we got some rain we just mentioned coming in, on Friday, and maybe a little bit by the end of the month. But, when you have to look at what your totals are, you're not even going to come close to what your 30-year average is. But as we get into the month of November, things are going to start changing around with precipitation.
Okay.
So those that want precipitation, it's going to take a little time, but it's not going to come overnight. It's going to start getting into that swing of things. Let's put it this way. Those are the analogs. The normal snowfall, depending on elevation and terrain where you are in the county, You know, when I was down, used to be down part-time at Ace down there, you know, it would be snowing and raining. And there was absolutely nothing on the ground down in Flat Rock over there. It was just plain old wet. You saw it snowing, but it wasn't sticking. Time I went across town, got up 191 and started coming up the top of Long John, everything was snow covered and the driveway was completely snow covered. And that was just driving across town in 20 minutes to show you when you get up into elevation in the county, you can't come say, okay, it's raining down below and it's snowing over here. You got to look at the whole picture. Elevation makes a big difference. And then you got to see how the barriers are setting up in the atmosphere. Where is it going to be? Is it going to be at 2,000 feet where you got to have your snow line?
Right.
Is it going to be 2,100, 2,200, 2,500, or is it going to be up at 3,000 feet? The higher you go up, remember, it's going to get colder, not warmer. So if that precipitation, your cold air is aloft, and it's being pulled south down into the atmosphere and bring it down, the first place it's going to hit, the colder air, is not going to be at the bottom of the at the base, if you're looking down, we'll use like down on Flat Rock down there.
Down in the valley.
That's low elevation down there.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could get up on top of Bear Walla Mountain, which is 4,200 feet up there. You get on Main Street, and it's 2,200 feet. So you're talking a big difference from Main Street to the top of Bear Walla Mountain.
Right.
Where it's raining on downtown, and it's snowing up at the top up there. And it's all in the same county.
Right.
So when you do your forecasting, you got to look all around to see where it's going to be for temperature-wise. But the normal snowfall for Henderson County on a normal year, depending on where you are, is 8 to 15 inches.
Okay.
This year, with the elevation and everything that I'm taking into consideration and these analogs that I'm putting in, and like I said, you're not going to hear other people. You know, the weather service comes out and they give you equal values. Okay, it could be above, it could be below. It's going to be maybe this, maybe that. You know, I always say, being in weather almost 54 years, you got to come out and tell people whether you're right or wrong, what you're looking at. And what I'm looking at this year, depending where you are out in the county,
right.
Remember, I just told you what a normal weather is for Henderson County is 8 to 15 inches on a normal year.
Yep.
I'm going with 15 to 21 inches of snow this year.
15 to 21 inches. Okay.
Okay. You know, like I said, I'm not saying, well, we have equal value. It could be this, it could be that. I'm coming out with numbers.
Yep.
Like I said, looking at these analogs, once everything gets going with the El Nino and the cold air, now I'm not looking for it to really be cold that much in the month of November or December. Yeah, we're going to have cold shots. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Just like it was the other day. We were 20 degrees below normal. And we're going to be 70 degrees by the time you get into Saturday. So the fluctuation is going to be coming in and out as we get into the month of November and December. But once we get into the middle part of January, February, and March, I think you're going to have a lot of blocking over Hudson Bay. The cold air is going to be shunned down to the south. You're going to have a jet stream coming in from the southwest, from Texas, riding right across the Appalachians and then up into the southern part of New England. And that's where I think you're going to see a lot more precipitation. If everything works accordingly, and we could have cold air at three levels of the atmosphere, then yes, you just heard what I talked about snow. Now, remember, if you don't have snow, cold air at the top where everything starts, then you're going to have a terrible wintry mix, or you're going to have a freezing rain storm.
Yeah.
And that's another possibility where, you know, we're only in October and I can't tell you where it's going to be. But if we could get the cold air at three levels of the atmosphere, you got to have it at the top to start. If you don't have it at the top, how are you going to get snow? Because it's raining at the top and it's going to fall through the atmosphere where it's get cooler and then cold at the surface. And then you end up with sleet or freeze of rain. So that's some of the things that I'm looking at. And, of course, we'll be talking about that as we get closer. But the middle of January, February, and March, I think, will be your prime area. I'm not saying you can't get some snow in December.
Right.
But for overall, it's going to be more a January, February, and March event across the southern Appalachians. In the ski areas, when you get all that orographic lift where all the moisture is being pushed up, on the west side of the mountains, on the Tennessee side, pushing it up.
Yeah.
And you get those 5,000 and 6,000 foot mountains out there where you got the ski areas. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of snow up in those areas this winter. So they should compensate for last winter. I know you can't make up for lost time, But at least this year they could make up for maybe getting people out there skiing and making some money.
Wow. Sounds like really good news for them. Let's take our second break here, Paul, and we'll come back and we'll recap what you've been talking about this last segment. You good with that?
And then I'll just say a couple of things,
sure.
and whatever you want to ask Mark, feel free to.
Fantastic. Will do. Thank you so much. Let's hear our sponsors. You're listening to Paul Speranza's 30-second winter weather or 30-minute winter weather forecast show. Henderson County's most trusted weatherman right here on the Cue.
One Tom Plummer, Asheville.
My pipes are frozen, and I don't know what to do.
We're already on the way.
From leaks to clogs to emergencies, One Tom Plummer has you covered 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Don't waste time Googling. Just remember One Tom Plummer, Asheville. The name is the number. No games, convenient menu pricing, and they're there when you need them. Call One Tom Plummer, Asheville for all your plumbing needs. 866-758-6237. The name is the number.
The friendly professionals at Wild Birds Unlimited remind you to anticipate busy feeders this month as your birds are preparing for cooler weather and shorter days. With less natural foods available, expect birds to visit your feeders more often. And Wild Birds Unlimited is here to help by offering $5 off any 20-pound bag of bird seed. Daily Savings Club membership discounts apply, and you can even use your bird bucks. So enjoy feeding your backyard birds this fall with savings from Wild Birds Unlimited.
Fall is coming. Check out these propane-fueled deals from GNB Energy. Get cozy with a new fireplace and save up to $350 in rebates on Cozy Heat fireplaces. Or receive a free on-off remote control when purchasing gas log sets over $700. The best deal of all? Rinnai tankless water heaters start at $430 after rebates. Visit GNB Energy today on Boylston Highway in Mills River or gbenergy.com. Restrictions apply. Rebates are for LP products only.
Winter will be here before you know it, and this fall season is crucial for preparing your trees and shrubs for the cold temperatures ahead. I'm Stephen with Schneider Shrub and Tree Care. Our fall programs are meticulously designed to help strengthen root systems, enhance cold hardiness, and promote spring bloom. Do not miss this opportunity to invest in the health and beauty of your trees and shrubs. Let Schneider Shrub and Tree Care help you prepare your landscape for the winter and set the stage for a beautiful spring. Don't wait. Call today at 248-0658 and let us know you heard about us on the queue to save $50 on your first service when you sign up for a new program, or you can visit us online at shrubandtreecare.com.
Cold weather is coming, so now is the time to get prepared. Cason Oil has quality heating oil products and experience you can trust. Let the experts at Cason Oil help you heat your home with reputable brands, superior customer service, and competitive prices. Call Cason Oil at 693-0246 today to schedule your delivery. Cason Oil, family owned and operated, serving the community for over 50 years. Again, the number to call is 693-0246. Cason Oil, stay warm and stay fueled.
And we are back with Henderson County's most trusted weatherman here on the queue for our long-range winter weather forecast. Paul, just a quick little recap on what you just said a moment ago. Our normal snow that we would get in our area, 8 to 15 inches over a year. You're saying this year we can anticipate 15 to 21 inches, most of that coming sometime mid-January through March, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And I got one thing to say. Mr. Buzz, the weather cat, is sitting here with me. He says, you haven't mentioned my name one day. He's over here. He's upside down in front of me talking. And yes, Buzz, everybody knows you're a good weather cat.
Yes.
Everybody loves him. They love him to see him. But
yes,
that's what, remember, if we could end up with a Gulf of Mexico storm, which the Gulf will be active,
right?
These numbers could be a whole lot. I gave you the analog. The big year was back in 2009, 2010, where we ended up with just over 39 inches of snow. I'm not saying we're going to get 39 inches of snow, but if things came together, and that's one of the analogs that come up on the thing, you have to look at the whole picture. You know, I was coming out and say, hey, we're going to get 40 inches of snow. I'd rather tell you that we're looking at 15 to 21.
Right.
And if, you know, you end up with a Gulf of Mexico storm, you know how much snow you could get out one of those storms.
Yeah.
You get 10, 20 inches at one time.
And with this with this El Nino or whatever, we're primed for that type of moisture coming up from the south.
Exactly. And with the blocking takes place as expected, as we get into the month of January and everything, it will feed a lot of cold air down across this area. So, like I said, it's been dry. It's been dry around here. But like I said, over the next couple of weeks, yes, we'll get a little bit of rain, but we'll probably end up the month of October again on a very dry note. But as we get into the month of November, things will slowly start trying to pick up where we start seeing a little more moisture across this area. We'll just have to wait and see how much wants to come in. And like I said, I'm not saying you can't. People have been asking me many times when they see me down at Grandaz, are we going to have snow for Christmas? And I said, I can't tell you if we're going to have snow for Christmas, but you just heard what I just talked about for the forecast. I think where you're going to have an up and down pattern where, a few days ago, we were 20 degrees below normal. And they did have some snow on the Tennessee-North Carolina border
right
at the 5,000 and 6,000 foot level.
Yep.
Not much to talk about, but a little dusting up there, which showed that the temperatures were cold enough to support winter precipitation. But like I said, if we could start getting that blocking over Greenland and Hudson Bay, and that starts bringing that cold air back down here, and you got the jet coming out of Texas, riding across the southeast, and then up the coast, up into southern New England, yes, there could be some good snow events. Hopefully it's snow, and we don't have to talk about that dirty word ice, because ice is not a good situation for right. nobody.
No, that's just dangerous.
Just dangerous.
Yeah.
I just want to hit two things. I want to just say thank you to all our weather observers. We have 16
wow.
people that do our job across Henderson County. When you people that hear it in the morning with Mark at 6, 7, and at noontime with Izzy. Everybody that is in this program is a volunteer program. I didn't come to them and put a gun to their head and say, I won't need you in the program. They came to me and said, I want to be in there. Everybody in this program does use a National Weather Service rain unit. It's not where you go buy a $2 rain bucket and at the store and say, well, this is good enough. Everybody is equal in this program. And that's when you hear me give out these reports. It's a volunteer program. They could work when they want. They could go on vacation when they want. But they send me the information. We have the ones that end at 6 o'clock in the morning. We have the ones that end at midnight. And then we try to lay them out for you so you could tell where you are in the county.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go out and buy a rain bucket. You have one right there listening to that area of the county out there.
Yeah.
So once again, thank you to all our 16 people that are out there that do it. And I appreciate the time. It makes my job good because, like I said, you can watch TV and they're picking out a number from Greenville Airport or a number from Asheville Airport. But both places, we don't live there. None of us live at those airports. We don't live in those communities. We live in Henderson County. So I try to do what we could do to accommodate all our listeners out there. And a lot of people love it. They said, that gives me a lot of idea where, in the summer, how much rain we're getting, how much we have to water and everything else.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do the best I can with that. And one last segment, I know it's just about 5:30 now. Want to mention that we've had the weather calendars just over 2 weeks now, and they've just taken off like fire. They've really done well. They're way ahead of last year. But one thing I brought up, and I've spoken about it several times, I did one big printing this year. Instead of trying to go back in November and do another printing and get everything printed and then get people out there, if you need them, across the radio station during business hours, come and see Mark, Izzy, or Steve. You could go to NC Printing on Highway 191, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. They are closed for lunch from 11:30 till 12:45. Go see our good friends down at Sherman's. They're right across from the old courthouse on Main Street. And, of course, Granddad's, they're open right now 7 days a week from 8 to 6. And they yelled to me today, Paul, we're selling more of your calendars. People come in and buy the cider and the donuts and the apples. Just come on down. Just come to the counter and say, I want a calendar. They're $10. There's no tax on these calendars, and they're a great gift for Christmas. Christmas is a little more than 70 days away.
Wow.
People are already picking them up for stocking stuffers. And like I said, it's not trying to sell anything to you guys or anything. I'm just saying if you need one, once they're gone with this large printing and the way they're going already, I appreciate you getting them when you can get them, because you'll come to me and say, Paul, I need them. I want to say, no, we mentioned it many times that it's one big printing and no more printing after that. So
okay.
Those are the locations you can get them. Of course, if you see me, I have them in my vehicle. Just yell to me. But we all ask that you bring in the correct amount of money, how many calendars you want to purchase, and that would make things so much easier for so many people.
All right. Fantastic. So pick them up while you can. We've got some here at the station, too, as well. We've sold a few of them, and we'll have more to go. Once again, we want to remind folks, Paul Speranza's winter weather forecast. A normal snow amount for us in our area for the year, 8 to 15 inches. Paul is anticipating 15 to 21 inches. Not saying we couldn't have more. We get one of those storms up from the Gulf, and there's no telling what could happen here. But you're going with 15 to 21 inches, and that starting mostly somewhere in, you know, the most opportunity for it mid-January, sometime through March.
Correct. Yep, that's what we're looking at.
All right.
So, like I said, of course, we'll have more updates now that it's out
in
the open.
Of course.
And as we get closer, we'll throw those things out. And like I said, thanks for all the people that I know are tuning in tonight listening.
Yep.
I thank all the people that took the time to be sponsors. And once again, thanks to Skip Sawyer from State Farm for making this program for me. If I didn't have this information that I could dig through all these model runs and everything, I would not have this information to give you that I just gave you these analogs.
And, of course, last but not least, a big thanks to you, Paul Speranza, for being Henderson County's most trusted weatherman. Thanks for the work that you do.
Well, thank you for keeping me around for 22 years, too.
Hopefully you got 22 more in you.
I don't know how many more years. I'll keep kicking. But
all right.
January 1st will be the biggest year for me yet. Will be 54 years. I'm really looking forward to that. That's quite an achievement that people tell me.
Yep, absolutely. Fantastic. Paul?
So, hey, Mark, I'll pass it back to you guys at the studios. Thank you again to everyone. We'll be with you again 6 o'clock in the morning. And we'll give you an update on the weather from there.
We'll look forward to it. We also want to remind folks that this has been recorded, and it will be uploaded to our website. So you can steer people to it. They can go check it out, download it, listen to it later, or listen to it whenever you have any time. We want to say a huge thanks to our sponsors for helping make this happen. Case and Oil, don't trust just anyone when you're heating your home or running your business. Count on Case and Oil to provide the best fuel oil and petroleum products in this area. One Tom Plumber. If winter weather causes your pipes to freeze, call One Tom Plumber. Available all day, every day, 24/7, 365. The name is the number. Schneider Shrub and Tree Care, the experts in tree care. Let them help prepare your trees and shrubs now to get ready for winter so that they can burst into life come spring. If you love your trees, leave it to Schneider Shrub and Tree Care. Wild Birds Unlimited, proud to provide expert advice to help you bring song, color, and life into your backyard no matter what the season. Don't forget your feathered friends during the cold winter weather. And GNB Energy, providing customers with the best products and the best customer service available at competitive prices. GNB Energy, North Carolina grown and family owned. Let's get back to the music. Here's Elton John on the cue. It's 5:34. Someone saved my life tonight. Thanks for tuning in to Paul's Winter Weather Forecast Show here on the Cue.